Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Days. Tonight we're going to do our weekly show, talking about the show, what we liked about it, what we didn't like about it. Before we get started, we want you to check out our blog at Blog Talk. It's at divaofdool.com. And also we have a Facebook page, Diva of Days of Our Lives, and a fan page under Carrie Messner, the Diva. And she's also on Twitter at Diva of Dool. And you can find us on iTunes and check out all our shows on Blog Talk Radio. And I'm Mama underscore Hooch, and my co-host tonight is Anna. Hi,
hello.
Anna. And where
can
we find you?
At Kazi Hooch on Twitter. And you can at Condre Fans for Kate and Andre.
Oh, yeah.
So at Condre
Fans.
Check that out.
And I noticed the new Abby from last night. Oh,
yeah.
My God. Are those two not stunning?
Yes, they are.
You know, I know Teo's, and that tux, you know, woo. But I'll tell you what, Lauren looked. She looked amazing. I love the outfit.
They just
a satiny pantsuit. And they just coordinated so well together.
They did.
You know,
they
the outfit.
They
you
looked
know,
awesome.
Yes. But they did. Anyway, a lot of great pictures out there, you know, on the site. I know one girl, one of my, the old Clan Lavery girls, Claudine. She's out there now working. She's working with Mary Beth Evans and with the Bay and all that. She's into the, I'm not exactly sure what she's working with, but she's in that, the media. You know, she's with the interviewing and all that.
Yeah, we met
so
her.
So she took a,
we met her, David.
Yeah,
I that.
At, yeah, Daytime Confidential. I don't know. And I don't know who she's with
no,
now. But anyway, she,
no.
Do you remember?
No, she was, I remember who she is. Yeah, I met her. She was at the table next to us and taking,
next to
doing
us.
Different things and stuff. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, she sent me this really cute, she said, this is for you, Mama. And she sent me this really cute
picture
of, I don't know if you saw it, with they were like side by side with their arms interlocked, Lauren and Teo.
No,
and it was so cute.
I haven't seen that one.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was so adorable. But anyway, there's a lot of good pictures out there. Lauren had tweeted some. Teo had put some on Twitter and on his Facebook page. So, so anybody gets a chance to check out their both of their Facebook pages. And they were presenters. Maybe we could talk a little bit about that. But
Did
the
anybody
Creative
get
Arts
video?
Award.
Did Claudine or anybody record video for us or anything? Or did anybody get a clip of it or anything?
I don't know. I haven't been searching out there a whole lot that I haven't seen anything, but I'm thinking there should be something out there on video. I know they didn't. Now, I know tomorrow Facebook, if anybody wants to see the Emmys tomorrow at 8, Facebook is streaming it live. If you go to Facebook under Daytime Emmys on their Facebook page, you'll be able to see it live.
Cool.
So, so that'll be. But I'm thinking it should be out there. Somewhere, you know, different things. So we'll have to check that out. But I know they were presenters. And they did some, you know, they were two of the presenters last night. And Dave did win 5 awards. I did kind of find that out. I looked that up. And they won for.
I saw that he got the casting, Marnie for Ciata. Yeah, for casting.
That was one.
Yeah.
And sound mixing and music direction and composition. And for original song was When Time Was on Our Side. So I'm not, you know, it was probably a song for somebody. When Time Was on Our Side.
Is that Chad and,
Abby?
Abby.
That I don't know.
I don't know,
because
they have a special
song.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And then there's the last one, which was a little bit of a controversy out there. I saw going back and forth, especially on Drake Hogan's fan site, was this stunt coordinator. They won for best stunt coordinator.
Uh-oh.
And someone said the Drake fans were going ballistic, saying, how could they do that when they messed up with the stunt and he got hurt so bad?
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
someone came on and pointed out that he's the guy that won for the stunt coordinator. He sets up the stunt, but what happened was it was the guy that was in charge of the props, not necessarily the stunt, but it was the guy. They were more or less saying it was the prop guy that messed up, not the guy that did the stunts or something. So I don't know. But then there was a lot of back and forth and a lot of.
Oh boy!
I kind of stayed out of it. I was just reading. Because I'm a fan of Drake Hogan's too, and I'm on his fan site, and I just saw a lot of the people were upset about that. Like, more or less, how could they get Dave Wynn's stunt coordination when they messed up? Yeah, they kind of messed up with their stunts. So, and someone got hurt really bad, and he did get hurt really bad. But
I know. Yeah.
But someone said, and the one that runs the site.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, the one that runs the site and is a big fan of his said, well, obviously he's back. So he must have made amends with it, or you know what I mean? He's back with days and working, and so, you know, trying to look on the positive side, you know, that now he's back. Hopefully things will go well, so we'll see. But, I mean, that was just a little bit of controversy out there. I kind of found it kind of ironic, too. But those were the five things that they won for.
And what I was really hoping is, I mean, congrats to Bold and the Beautiful, but I was really hoping that we would win for makeup. Nikki Shalotsky, I can never say it. His last name. Shalotsky. I don't know. I always Shalotsky.
Okay. I'm not sure either, but you would know better than me.
Anyway.
Shalotsky.
Well, I used to know how to pronounce
sometimes
it. I'm having
they're
trouble tonight for something. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay.
He's the makeup director, and I really was hoping.
Uh-huh.
I mean, because it was weird. Just the other day, I was watching, and I was thinking, man, remember back in the day, like maybe 5+ years ago, before he came on, however many years ago that was, it was before he came on as makeup director. That we were always complaining about how could the best cast in the business look the way they do half the time, because, you know, everything was kind of awful. Their hair was awful. Wardrobe was awful. Not for everybody all the time, but a lot of the time. And makeup wasn't that great. And he really came in and did a lot, I think, with that. And then we have Richard Bleuer, who's also doing the wardrobe now. And I think he's doing a great job, too. So, anyway, I would have loved to have seen Nikki team win for that. But oh, well. Congrats to the winner.
Oh, well.
And
anyway,
so, yeah. So, and then live streaming tomorrow, huh, for the
live streaming
Yeah.
It's a shame it's not on TV. And then there's some things out there people are complaining, like there's no respect for NBC or and any of the networks do not have any respect for daytime or daytime viewers for not putting it on, you know, because, you know, there's a lot of, and it's not just soaps. There's lots of other shows that are
game shows
on there.
That,
talk shows, game shows, talk shows, kids shows, children's television.
But you know, the other side,
there's a lot of
at least
viewers
if it's
for that.
Streaming, if it the good thing though, I guess glass half full. Mm-hmm. I guess at least it won't be like a Vegas commercial, or you know, like because they had to make money last.
Oh yeah,
last,
depending
you know,
if it was done right.
Years, they had to
And
so,
it used to be done
you know,
right years and years ago. It was done. That's because they put more effort into it. Like you know, but the primetime Emmys. Look what they do with those, but they, you know, they don't do the same with the daytime.
Well, and the
but
funny
anyway,
thing is it's funny too because I think they think because there aren't as many people staying home in the day anymore that we don't watch, but there's more ability with technology to watch anything any time of day or night. So if you put good stuff on, people are going to find it and they're going to watch it, you know?
Right.
So,
people DVR it. I
so
mean,
it
come on. Everybody,
so
you know,
it shouldn't
I don't
diminish,
watch it
so it shouldn't
live.
Diminish the.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it shouldn't diminish.
But I still
want to
watch it when I get home. No, it shouldn't.
So I guess
anyway,
we should be thankful that they keep
off
our shows on the air on daytime. So maybe I guess we shouldn't complain too much, but it is a shame that they don't do more to promote it, you know.
But,
oh, well.
You know, but at least somehow they're finding a way to do it on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook will just get all the, you know, I'll just sit on my screen and watch it on Facebook. So,
mm-hmm.
And see what goes. Just kind of see what Days does. You know, I'm rooting for Jon Aniston. I'd love to see him win.
Mm-hmm.
He's horrible. I'd love to see him win.
Now, is
and any of the Days
ones. The writing team nominated?
Kate and Nancy.
Oh yeah, that would be great.
They might be. I'm sure they would
say,
be.
That would
and,
be a
and
little
of course
bit awkward.
All
would that be interesting?
Mm-hmm.
Would it be interesting?
What's that?
Would Dina, if it was under Dina and Josh Griffiths, what if they win? Like,
yeah.
Not,
well,
no
I know. That's
show.
All. Yeah. Usually it's the actors that win and then they get fired. You know, they've already been fired, say from a show, and then they win. Like Vincent Irizarry, he could win.
Oh yeah.
And he's not on Days anymore, so he's not. So I don't know. It's kind of weird, but that seems to be kind of what happens. But our two favorites aren't nominated, so it's not going to
yeah.
be as fun. But yeah,
no,
which
but,
I always think they should be.
And they are so
but,
worthy of it. But you know, maybe next
year. I know
year,
they are.
Next
yeah.
But
kind of upsetting,
anyway.
But,
so, but we got
but
lots
anyway.
Of hot pictures of them. So that was the that was.
Yeah.
They look so good.
Because I was
the
thinking
one with
if
with them both
Hale
in their sunglasses,
got,
oh, my gosh.
And Hale will have love when he has his sunglasses on. He looks so great. But
mm-hmm.
the only bad thing is I can't see his eyes. I always tell him, mm-hmm. take your sunglasses. I can't see your eyes. But he still looks very good in them. Yeah. Yeah. I was hoping he would have been nominated. I might have tried to find a way to make it out there for the Emmys, but he wasn't. So, but anyway, that would have been fun. The red carpet. But anyway, so I guess we can start. But before we discuss, I might give fair warning. Our Penguins are playing tonight, hockey, in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So,
oh, yeah.
We need might hear some screaming and yelling. You might hear. No, I have it. Actually, I have it on. I have it on with muted, and my husband's upstairs, but you could still might be able to hear him. Screaming and yelling
all
if they score
say
a goal,
is
which he was
dedication.
Just a few minutes before.
Because
yeah, they're
I
winning 3-1 right now.
let me just say that is some dedication because I know if the Mets were playing,
uh-huh.
Jen would have
uh-huh.
the sound on, and if the
yeah.
Rockets or the Chiefs were playing or the Royals were playing,
uh-huh.
then I would have
mm-hmm.
the sound on and I would have the show on our show on mute. So anyway. But
yeah,
so
it's on here. So if you don't hear me talking, you know, or if I yell, okay, so I'm sitting here with a TV in front of me.
Yell, we shouldn't.
And I know our Diva Carrie is probably watching because she's a Pens fan too.
Oh yeah, she's
so.
A big hockey
yeah,
fan
so,
too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
you know, it's like so. If there's a blood curdling scream, we will not call 911.
No. Just get their warning.
Now, is this for the?
Done a lot.
If the Pens win. Tonight, do they go on to the next round? Because I don't watch hockey. Do they win the whole thing?
No, they're just – no.
Is this playoff?
They're just in the
this
second
like
part of it. Yeah. There's still eight
okay.
teams in contention. And then it's going to get down
okay.
to six and then
–
okay. Yeah. Or down to four and then
okay.
two.
Is this
yeah,
a must
so, and then each game
is
four out of
today?
Seven. No.
Okay.
This is only
so
the second game.
As long as possible. Okay.
Best four out of seven.
So
yes.
if this were –
kind of like
– if this were the seventh game,
it's forever,
you probably
yeah.
wouldn't be here tonight.
Wouldn't be here. Probably not.
No.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway.
Well, good luck. Good luck.
Back to our days.
Good luck.
Yeah.
For our honorary hockey team, the Diva Honorary Hockey Team. So
yeah.
All right. So.
How do you think Days has been lately? I don't know how much you've watched.
For the most part.
But yes.
Well,
the last couple of weeks have not been that good. Not like they have been.
No, they've been dragging.
But
in
it's
fact,
still the old writers.
Like,
we still don't have the new writers.
Now, I will say this. Sherry Anderson did do the script for Tuesday's show. And I was wondering
okay.
who had put in the great dialogue for the romance and everything, like with Brady and Nicole and stuff. And it turned out to be Sherry's script. So I was like, oh, okay. Because
okay.
I could see,
I
know,
love
the
Brady and Nicole.
Sexiness of the baby.
We can start there.
You know, nothing's a bigger turn on than, you know, a man holding a baby. You know, that kind
oh,
of thing.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
I totally
yeah, and they finally
like,
got together.
I was watching. I was like, well, I wonder if this is Sherry's script because it was definitely, it was the kind of like real romance. There's a difference because mm-hmm. I remember several years ago when we were really frustrated mm-hmm. that there was no fun or romance or anything like that or adventure. Mm-hmm. We were always bitching about that. And then they would mm-hmm. try to do romance, like they'd pick a couple we don't like, and they'd like have a picnic mm-hmm. at the lake, and we're like, we don't care, this sucks, you know. So what it was nice to see that it was actually a couple that we love, and that we've wanted to get back together for many years, and that have that chemistry, but also they've gone through a lot, both of them each individually and together. And, mm-hmm, you know, they have mm-hmm. these babies now and everything. And it was like, you know, and then the rose petals on the bed and the whole, you know, it's like, it was just really sweet. But I thought, this is like serious, like romance stuff right here, legit romance. And so when I saw this,
and I know you always check the writers, surprised. And it was Sherry then that did that.
Yeah.
That did Tuesday Show.
Yeah, Carolyn did Monday and then.
Uh-huh.
And then Sherry's was Tuesday when mm-hmm. Nicole and Brady, you know, had their romantic time, their lovey-dovey time.
They had it on Friday, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. Well, they had a lot of it this week because they sort of had it on Monday.
Yeah, they did.
It
seemed like a lot of it.
But I loved it. I loved the real dialogue. I mean, you know, to me.
Yeah.
I think Carolyn Coulson,
like they were talking about being
too.
A family, and Brady bought
yes.
the hardware. Was that? And he has the hardware
yes.
store, and she's going to work in it. Then she has said something about, maybe we can get a dog.
Oh,
yeah, yeah, and it's like, yeah, and it was like they were talking like they were going to be a family.
On Tuesday,
and, you know,
it was
and,
like Brady's mm-hmm. holding the baby and all that and trying to get her to sleep. You know,
mm-hmm.
it's just sweet. I mean, they were just – and then how and Tuesdays was where they got the fake ID, the new aliases came. You know how it is when you order new aliases
uh-huh.
on Amazon and then they leave it on your doorstep, or they bring it via drone.
Yes.
I mean, either of those two ways. So they got like new aliases
yeah.
left on the doorstep, and then like she was like. Nicole was like, I was up early with Holly and we were looking outside and we saw the sun come over the mountain and it was so beautiful. She goes, I don't really
right.
want to leave, Brady. I really love it here. And he's like, my God,
uh-huh.
he goes, okay, I've been kind of sick of obsessing about where we were going to go and what we were going to do. And he goes, I love it here too. And if you're happy here, I'm happy here too, you know, kind of thing. So
right.
I loved their dialogue. And I thought that was
mm-hmm.
classic Sherry. Oh, anyway,
yeah.
So it was not surprising to me to see that
uh-huh.
she had that script. Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway,
yeah.
So there's that. So I guess Scooter.
Yeah.
So I guess the week before, Scooter basically, and what's Scooter and Hillary got together, and they're back together,
yeah, they're,
and they're happy. So that story wrapped up, and they made sure to explain
yeah.
that there was no risk, maybe supposedly for Scooter to dime him out. Because she would then have to
right.
dime him out to Hillary, so she thinks that she's got them held at bay, which who knows. But
right.
And who was saying, because last week, I think it was Jen that was saying that was actually Landon, what's her name, forget her first name, Jennifer Landon.
Yeah.
Is she going to be coming back? Is she going to be a regular on the show?
I don't know.
Okay.
You know what? Now that you just talked about Jen, I forgot to open the chat room. Oh, my goodness.
Poor Jen.
Okay. Sorry, Jen. If you're listening. Is she listening? She might be listening. She probably is. Yeah, because I'm thinking now that might be her phone there, her area code. Okay. Well, anyway, Jen, if that's you listening, we'll get you on. I'm not sure if it's her or Bobby, but we have some caller, you know, so we'll get them on in a little bit. But the chat room's open for anybody who wants to go in. Sorry. Yeah. Anna,
well,
you know,
anyway.
When you said Jen. Okay. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so, but I guess Nicole and Brady were happy for a few days until Friday when, I don't know if you saw it. But
uh-uh.
Xander showed up.
Dun, 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 dun. Of course.
Yeah. Yes, I'm thinking pretty sure. We all kind of thought it was, if you didn't see any spoilers,
well,
it made it seem like it was Deimos. that was Deimos, maybe, because Paul and Sonny tracked him down. So whether he's on his way there or he had Xander come in first. Yeah, Xander more or less broke in. And he was, what did he do? He broke in and finally he shot Brady. So it kind of ended with Brady laying there shot. So,
Brady.
Yeah. So I don't know what's going to come of that. And I hear he kidnapped. Yeah, he takes Nicole and Holly and Sonny and Paul are on their way there. So I'm thinking they're probably going
to
get
there. I was
going
to say, they're left to fend for himself.
What's that? Oh, I don't know. Well,
Pate
probably. I don't know if he. Yeah, that's in the spoilers that he goes off with Nicole and Holly. Well, what does Xander? He don't care. Xander's a, you know. Actually, he looks pretty good in this. I mean, he has his hair like really short. He kind of has a different look to him. So yeah. So we'll see. So it's always good. I like how they bring these people back and forth. You know, they're off for a little bit and then they come back on. So so he's back for a little bit. So that's what's going on there. But I'm thinking Brady and Nicole are really probably about the best thing that's really like happening on Days. Although there's some good. I don't know if you saw the. There's a good scenes with Gabby and Abby, and Gabby kind of let Abby have it. And really pulled her off and pulled it like it was. I don't know about you, but I love the actress Marcy Miller that plays Abigail, and maybe it's the way that she's being written. But I am not liking Abigail at all in what she's doing to Chad. I can kind of understand if she wants Chad, you know, and she wants him to be all in with her, and he's trying, and you can't blame him for having feelings for Gabby when he thought Abigail was dead. He's trying, and he's making a commitment to her and saying that, yeah, he does have feelings, and he's being honest with her. Like, some guys would not even say anything and go and cheat behind her back. Gabby's doing the right thing. She's trying, and she's more or less telling Abigail, quit playing God, you know, because she, Abigail saw her, Gabby and Eli kissing. And she's kind of all upset. Well, wait a minute. I broke up with Chad so you could have him, and now you want Eli. And Gabby said, I never said I wanted Chad. That was you. You know, quit trying to decide for us what we want. She said, you're the one. And then she went down through this whole thing about you did this, you did that, and then you put it all, you're all there. And then on the day you say your vows, you turn around and tell him you don't want him anymore. And, she kind of let her
good.
Have it. So those were some really good scenes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of making Abigail not very rootable and not very likable, I don't think. So, but I think Gabby is cute with Eli, too. I like her.
Yes, she is.
With Eli.
I like Eli.
Yeah, and I did like her with Chad, too. I just really think Camilla has really come far.
She's very good. I really like her. I hope
she's very good with all her scenes.
Yes, she is. And, I mean, I remember when we interviewed her at Day of Days, and she was talking about how she had taken child development classes and stuff so she could be more – you know, authentic and act like a real mom, you know, to Ariana. I was really impressed because she was a pretty young girl when she, you know, first became a TV mom, you know. And so I was really impressed with her that she would go that extra mile, you know.
Right.
So, anyway.
Yeah. So that's where they are with that. And there wasn't a whole lot of Chad. And, you know, Chad really did try to win Abigail back again. I think he said, I don't know if that was this week. Like, sometimes I get my weeks mixed up, but he, like, made her favorite thing and went into the, you know, and tried to, like, woo her back, but
I know.
Obviously it's not working. You know, I don't know. She's just being, you know, but Kate's all happy about it. You know, she's all pro Gabby, so she's been on, and,
my only thing is I hate the way Dina has reverted. Kate has kind of retroed Kate to being the meddling
mother again
instead of, I mean, I don't mind. find it. She's, you know, and I like her relationship with Chad and all. It's just annoying when
and she's doing
know,
it now.
Like,
she's doing it with Chad, even though she's not Chad's mother.
Yeah.
She's kind of like a mother, and she's kind of treating Chad just like she did Lucas and Austin and all, you know, all her kids, kind of like the same thing. But
yeah, but I
don't know.
Like for a long time.
Oh,
Andrea's
better
life.
Straight.
But you know what I mean? It's like for a long time. You know, so I don't know. It just gets annoying. I mean, I love seeing Kate anytime, but I just want her to have, I want her and Andre. I mean, I like the way, in a way, I like the way they have Andre trying to help Abigail get back with Chad and stuff. But
I want to see
more of Kate and Andre and their lives and their relationship and stuff. So.
Yes. I'm hoping that we'll get to see that with these new writers, you know, down the line.
Yeah.
They got to explore that
Me
more
too.
With Kate and Andre. You know,
hopefully.
Yeah, they kind of had them together. I was kind of thinking they had them together presenting. I don't know if that was Days doing that, but that's kind of a little bit of nice press out there for them to see them together. Just kind of just brings it, see them together. So that was nice to see that together. Oh, we scored again, 4-1. Yay!
Multitasking.
Anyway.
Diva multitasking.
What's that?
Diva multitasking.
Oh, yeah.
Sports announcer and Days of Our Lives analyst.
Oh, yes, 4-1. Yes. Anytime we can beat there, we're beating the Capitals, who are the Washington, Washington Capitals. So, anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, and we were talking about, like, Kate, and then I think it, which made me think of Lucas. There were some fun scenes with Anne. I don't know if you saw them.
I haven't seen Anne.
She come in and see how was, and she was kind of hitting on him, you know, and it was kind of a little cute banter back and forth. He says, well, you know, I'm with Adrian. Oh, yeah. Or, you know, if you ever get tired of her or whatever, you know, Anne is just, you know, she just like puts it right. She just puts it right out there. So there were some cute scenes with them, and we got to see Lucas, which we don't get to see Lucas too much. So Adrian wasn't on because she's supposed to be with her sons on some kind of camping trip or whatever.
Oh,
went
that's
to
weird.
See her son, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, which kind of weird. But anyway, I'm trying to think. What else was? Can you remember? Have you had anything you can?
I just saw it. Let's see, Monday and Tuesday so far. Let's see.
Oh, okay.
I do like Eli.
The
Hawaiian Sierra thing and Theo.
Yeah.
Theo.
And then
upset,
the whole
you know,
date and trip and Joey thing.
Oh, yeah.
Joey more or less kicked Jade out and Trip.
Yeah, I haven't really watched
him. Yeah, and Jade's going to move in
with Trip.
Oh, I love him. He's just, he's good.
Yeah, I love
him.
Now,
there
him,
was good casting right there. Perfect casting.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They did a great job with him.
Mm-hmm.
So, and of course, Steve and Kayla are worried now that Jade is going to tell Trip the truth. But I'm thinking she's kind of letting some things slip, and now he's thinking that it wasn't Steve, that Steve was covering for someone. And I think it comes out in the spoilers that he thinks Steve is covering for Kayla, that maybe Kayla was the one that shot his mother. Now, he's not thinking Joey. But anyway, I think down the line, Joey's going to be outed one way or the other. It's coming. It's just taking forever to get there. So...
No.
But he's and Tripp's still not making amends with Steve, and there's a lot of that going on. Oh, and then we did have the Roman having an allergic reaction to a nut muffin.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Nut muffin. Yes. And I think that was all just to set up Tripp helping and being concerned and then kind of making amends with Roman. And now he's thinking maybe he'd like to be a doctor. So he did graduate college. He did tell them he did graduate college, and he and Kayla's
so
encouraging him, saying how she
Joey. So basically, eventually Kayla's going to want to trade him for Joey.
I'm thinking she might say, "Wait a minute, you know, I think you are my son, and Joey is Davis."
Switched at birth.
There's no way that kid is Avis. Steve's. He's more or less. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm. It's a shame, but that's the way they wrote him. So,
don't know. Anyway, that's what's going on with them.
Well, it's not the exact actor's fault so much that they, you know, wrote the character that way, but it's kind of funny, isn't it?
So, it is.
Anyway.
It's like, okay, they messed up. Whoever cast that one, I don't know.
Yeah.
They got the casting
Maybe Marnie
award, but if it was for
that.
Was
out that day. She might have been
but
on
then
vacation
again,
that day. When...
yeah. Yeah, but then again, if he gets the Emmy, I'm going to go, what? So we'll see.
That's going to be like, if he wins, that's going to be like, what was the kid who played the uncle that dated his nieces? He was Frankie's younger brother.
Max.
His name now.
Not Max.
Yes, Uncle Max.
Darren.
Darren.
Oh, see how?
Yeah, Darren. I can't remember Darren's last name. Anyway, I remember he won.
I know who you mean.
He
I can see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he mm-hmm. won, and he ended up leaving Dave to go work some show and everything. But
yeah, I think he's doing
for
himself.
How did he? Yeah, mm-hmm. but, well, it's just great.
How did
I mean,
he
we
win?
Wish them all well, but we were all kind of like, huh? He won. So maybe they know things that we don't know. I guess you know we're not professionals. We're not professional actors, but
I guess.
I'm trying. I'm trying. Mary.
I'm trying.
Come on.
Yes, I'm
it.
Trying. So, anyway, so what else? I'm trying to look at my note. That's what I said this week
well,
was like, other than
even well,
Nicole.
Had,
I mean,
like you mentioned Eli and Gabby. They were cute together,
uh-huh.
and
they kissed.
See.
They had their first kiss.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that. I haven't seen that yet.
Yes. Yes.
And let's see. Oh, I was going to try to remember more here. I'm already like forgetting because I saw the earlier part.
Yeah, there wasn't too much hope.
Oh, and then with Wyatt, Theo was the one that set him up with Sierra, unbeknownst to Sierra. And
yes,
so they
it was
to, like,
Theo.
Online mm-hmm. thing. So
yes.
Theo's been feeding him all the things that Sierra is interested in so that he could kind of bond with her. But, you know, Wyatt was like, took him aside and was like, well, he goes, you were like, you've been annoyed with me. And why? Because, you know, you're the one that set us up. And he goes, it just turned out we actually click and we really like each other. And now you're kind of getting pissy about it, basically. And he said, well, he goes, mm-hmm. I see how you lie. He goes, you lie so easily. Basically, you know how Theo has that sixth sense about things. And he recognizes that something's still not quite up on the up and up about this Wyatt guy, even though he thought he was a decent guy or he would have never set her up with him. But it's like there's something else. Usually when Theo has an issue with someone, there's a reason. And then he goes, I don't like lying. And I know that you lie to her way too easily.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. And
now,
he's jealous too. He's done. He really has feelings.
Because I've missed some episodes. I have not been the best diva support participation situation.
Okay.
But anyway, did Claire and Theo actually legit slept together yet?
Yes.
Or
they have.
Oh, they did. Okay.
They have.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have. Like,
so,
it was like,
Yeah. Oh, that's
I'm sorry.
Right.
I'd rather see the older.
We talked about
that.
That
that's what I said. I'd rather see John and Marlena have
sure.
sex.
I couldn't remember. Wait.
So,
oh.
Yeah.
Well.
Just not a fan
not
of.
Sure
I'm not a fan of Claire and Theo.
Yeah,
Claire and Theo.
She's
Karen.
A brat.
I did like. She's a brat. She's another. She'd never be a Sammy. Of course, you know. But she's that type of character, I guess. And no, she's even worse than Sammy.
Does
she's not likable. Sammy was likable.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well,
she
had
her.
It was kind of like Stefano was a villain, but a lovable villain. It's
but
like.
But a likable. Something he's still rooted for them.
Likable.
Kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But.
Okay.
She's kind of hard to root for sometimes, that Claire.
yeah.
So
she is.
What,
yeah.
So.
Oh, it was. By the way, Jen said it's Darren Brooks. That was his name.
Oh, there you go.
Darren Brooks.
Okay. He played. Uncle
and he's
Max.
On Bold and the Beautiful. Yeah.
Okay.
She put that in the chat room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jen.
Jen, yes.
She's the brain room. She knows all the details. She's She's our brain room. Yes. She knows all the details and all the
specifics. I knew that was Darren was in there somewhere.
We couldn't survive.
But I wasn't sure if Darren was the last name or the first name. Yeah.
No.
I wasn't sure.
That's
the first name or the last name.
She was 100% right. Darren Brooks. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah. In fact, he won the same year Teo was nominated.
That's what
for
I mean.
The clown.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
he was,
we were kind of like,
yeah,
huh? You know, but maybe
he won,
he's
but
growing,
Teo didn't.
You know, I just remember,
yeah.
I just remember that my couple name for him and Chelsea was Chunkle, Chelsea and Uncle, because it was her uncle you know. Not
okay.
Not by blood, but by adoption.
Not by blood.
Close enough for me.
Yeah.
Because, I mean,
yeah.
I'm adopted, and I never thought about dating any of my cousins. I mean, so anyway,
yeah.
But yeah. And then he also dated Stephanie, which was also his niece by adoption. So
mm-hmm.
It's a little weird. So I used to call Chelsea and Max Chunkle. Anyway,
oh, okay.
That goes back from like 8 years ago or something, 8 or 10 years. Anyway.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
But good for Darren Brooks then. That's good for him.
Yeah.
Maybe this Joey Kittle has a future anyway, you know, despite how.
Could be.
You know.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he certainly has had a lot of material, and he's done well on some of it. I just think it's
so
like
I watched
his
Emmy reel. I watched some of the Emmy reels that they each submitted. And he, of course, he had the ones with the emotional ones with the Ava, smothering Ava.
Of course, yeah.
And talking
to
Stephen Kayla about it and all the emotional stuff.
Okay.
Which were good.
That's
and
cool.
Actually, I watched Billy Flynn's too, and all Billy Flynn's was the ones with Joe Mascola talking to Stefano.
Oh.
And then the other one was the emotional stuff with Abigail. When they were in the with the bed and the burning Kate Manzi too. So they kind of had. Yeah.
I would love to see Kate Manzi win for that. I think that she's amazing.
Her win too. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I'd like to see you know.
They're all of them.
They're gonna win. I'd like
hopefully
to see as many days
win.
Ones win if they can.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. I hope they do.
Uh-huh.
We have the best cast. Let's face it. Anyway.
Yeah.
So let's see. What else? I'm trying to think what else happened.
I know. I'm looking at my notes.
No. Well, you want to bring if Jen wants to talk.
We can bring some callers.
Bring
I think, yeah, I think that's.
Yeah, because I can't think of anything
I don't know,
else
Jen,
right now. But somebody
I can't
else
remember
might be
Aaron.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, lady.
Hello.
Hi,
hey, Jen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're 84. I got to remember that. 845 is Jen.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, what do you think? Did we forget? I guess.
I think we needed a Roman and Kate scene this week.
Yes, that would have been cool.
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we had Roman was on. So.
Yeah. He could have come see him in the hospital.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
it's always fun when
nice.
They kind of run into each other.
Yeah.
Mhm. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Darn it. That was a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And why no Andre?
Our date has a lot of them. And why no Andre?
Andre?
Thank you, Jen. Yes, another week without Andre. We started last week on Monday with him and ended the previous week on Friday with him. And then nothing this week. Like, we're getting, like, bits and pieces. You know,
not enough.
We want the whole. We want the total package, right?
We want the whole package. Are greedy. We want. Remember, we don't
we
like
want
to share.
Whole
we want the
total
whole package.
Package. Yes.
Oh.
So anyway, yes. But no, I guess I don't know if he's going to be on next week or not. I the last thing I saw something about May 11th. Him and Kate are talking. But I'm hoping he's on before that, though.
Yeah.
So
too long to wait.
Yeah. But he's always, you know, he's always fun and snarky. And him and Kate are just so good together.
They're so fun.
They're like an old, they just, you know, banter back and forth like an old married couple.
Yes, they do.
Say. You know, but they're cute.
They have
that
chemistry, that push-pull chemistry where.
Neither one, like, lets the other get away with anything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one gives as good as they get. So, yeah.
Right. So
yeah,
very
that,
much
that's
equal
what I like.
In a lot of ways, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think Victor and Deimos were good this week.
Oh,
oh
yeah,
they were.
You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You want to share some about that, Jen?
Yeah.
The conversation Victor was having with Deimos, like, let her go. She already hates
yes.
you. What are you going to do to her next?
Yeah.
And we know Victor's not too her. Fond of her, although he was kind of nice to Nicole at one time there for a little bit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Yeah.
And he's like,
yeah.
I don't
Victor's
care.
Victor's always good.
Yeah, I don't care what you do to Nicole, but don't hurt those children or Brady.
Yeah, that's what he said. I don't care what you do to Nicole. Yeah. Oh, poor Nicole.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm hoping John Aniston wins tomorrow.
Yeah.
I don't know if he's ever won. I don't. Yeah. Has he ever won? I don't think he's ever won an Emmy, has he? Or been? I don't know if he's been. I think he's been nominated, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, maybe for best villain.
Maybe at one time, yeah. So getting anything else? No. You watching the Emmys? Are you gonna watch on?
Yeah, I'll
online?
Be watching it. Yep.
Yeah.
Hoping
yeah. I'm gonna try to watch. Mhm.
Yeah.
Do you have any other favorites on any other soaps?
I think Stacey Haddock can win Best Actress. You know, I know you guys don't agree. You guys want Kate Mancy, but Stacey Haddock had a, like, phenomenal year.
Which show is she on?
Young and
what's
the Restless. Young and the Restless.
Oh, okay.
Plays Patty.
Okay.
Like, she's certifiably crazy. But she was telling the truth all the time, and no one would believe it because she's nuts.
Oh.
I hate when that happens.
Nuts, but she was truthful.
That seems to happen to me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know exactly how she feels. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh,
oh gosh.
That's, well, that sounds interesting. I know that sounds, that actress's name sounds familiar. Where do I know her? Has she always been on YNR? Was she on something else?
I think she was on other soaps.
Okay, because I know I've heard that name before, and I don't know. I can't place her, but I know that I'll probably recognize her if I look at her picture.
Yeah.
Well, that would be interesting, but I would love – well, of course, we all have our fave that we're going to root for. But and it's what – and Mary, what time is it on tomorrow night? 8 o'clock. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I take it. Yeah, and it's on – it's on Facebook, daytime. You just do a search for daytime Emmys and just go to their Facebook page. And they're streaming live, so.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, we'll see how well it's done.
Yeah.
So.
I hope they honor them well.
They really need back on TV. They have every other award show on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. All kinds of the different odd ones, but they won't put the daytime Emmys on.
Mm-hmm.
No. Do they have still have those People's Choice Awards? Do they? And they even have Nickelodeon Choice Awards.
Yeah.
I mean, really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Well. So,
anything else? That we can
I guess we're getting into. I just it just
set up early.
We're getting into. May sweeps. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, well, May 1st, May Day is coming up Monday,
right.
May 1st. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I see what days does for May sweeps. I don't know.
But seems like sometimes they're more sweepish on the off months than they are on the on actual sweeps months. But
yes, yeah. But
what do you guys think
still
of
way
the
ahead
Lanny?
From what I understand.
What, Jim?
Lanny? Oh. Forgot about
what do you think? What did we think? What?
The Lanny storyline, or Lanny?
Oh yeah. What?
I'm glad you brought
there?
That
I mean,
up.
I
forgot about that.
I
posing as
Tuesday
a
or part of Wednesday, where she was. Yeah. I'm assuming JJ is going to rescue her or something.
Yeah.
Well, he did, basically, in a way. Well, he found her in the park. Yeah, but I guess she's still going after this guy, Snake.
Yeah, he tried to draw.
Do you like her with JJ? I kind of think Eli and her, too. They're kind of doing that triangle thing, maybe. Lanny and Eli, maybe.
I kind of, for the first time, I liked her when I, all of a sudden, when she was with JJ this time around, I was like, you know, when they were kind of having some of their dialogue, I was like, they're actually kind of hot together. And I never would have thought that just because, I don't know, I was so used to him with, you know, I guess he was, you know, when he was with Gabby or whatever, but I actually really kind of liked them together. And I don't know, the Eli thing, isn't there something going, I guess there was some subtext there between her and Eli. I can't remember what it was, but I like the idea of, I really like Gabby and Eli, and there's a lot of triangle potential there with all of them.
There is.
Guys.
Yeah.
Triangles and quads.
Oh yes, very much so.
And then I have to keep remembering Abigail and Eli are cousins or related. So
that's right.
Okay, because I was thinking of them together. But,
that's right. Oh well, nope.
Leave Chad out in the cold, but
yeah.
But they are.
Well, and it was kind of funny because Dario was like, now that Abigail, this is kind of, I guess it's okay, but it's kind of silly too. Here, all of a sudden, you know, Abigail is married to a multimillionaire, and yet she's playing the I'm a single mom, going to try to fend for myself in the world with my baby. And,
yes, and you know Chad would,
That's admirable.
Yeah.
And you know darn well that Chad's going to support their baby and everything, and that, I mean, and she's the one asking for the divorce. So it's admirable that she wants to be strong and all that. I'm not knocking that part, but it's a little bit silly because, really, but what I'm wondering is the first person to get Detective Raines or Captain Raines or whatever his title is to smile was Abigail, and she got the job before he even interviewed the rest of the people. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on there, because he seems to have a little something for her.
Kind of creepy. Yeah. Unless he starts being nice. He's kind of creepy. I don't care for him. Well, I don't know, but maybe he'll get, maybe he'll soften.
Wasn't he a romantic lead on another show at some point? Seems like maybe.
He looked familiar. I don't know.
Yeah.
He looks,
maybe they're going to loosen him up a little bit. I don't know. Because he's so stern and so, serious all the time. So when Hope was like, wow, that's the first time I've ever seen him smile, I was like, oh, what's going on here? A little interest in the Abigail, it looks like. So,
But
I don't know. So what
police department hires somebody who just got out of a mental hospital?
Yes. Oh, yeah, she has a new job. She's the receptionist.
You're trying to apply logic here.
Now
that would be.
Oh, but she's better now. Yeah.
Well, it was kind of funny because she made some line about how she was afraid she was going to get was she going to get hired anywhere because of her history of
the relative
work
in the Salem PD.
And then she goes right to the Salem PD and applies. And it's okay, wait, you probably are still, being a felon hasn't stopped Hope or Rafe or any of these other people from working there.
Right,
so,
true.
You know, I guess not really a problem. And but anyway, so I don't know. But I just think it's kind of funny that, you know, okay, Abigail's going to, so she's quitting her job at Demira Enterprises PR after being on the job for a month, you know, or whatever. And it's like, I don't know. And then the other thing I didn't like is the way they kind of downplayed it. Like, I mean, how do they think people who are receptionists that watch the show would feel? They're like, well, I know I'm way overqualified for this. And they're like, I'm not going to get paid any money, but at least I'll have child care and all. I'm like, really? You're married to a multimillionaire. He's not going to let you put your kid in, you know, some, you know, rinky-dink place or whatever, you know?
Yeah,
like,
he's going to support the child, he's not going to let, he's not abandoning them.
That whole part was just so phony to me. I don't know,
that
irritated me.
Yeah.
That part kind of irritated me.
Not really big.
I don't know, but anyway, so, I don't know, I mean, I guess, I mean, that's like, it's all a plot it's all a plot driven thing.
You think she would have went and worked for her mother and Adrian at the newspaper?
Well, that's what
that's
I was thinking
most,
too.
You know.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I don't know.
You would think she.
I guess because they don't want to have a set, an actual set, there, at the newspaper. I guess I don't know, but anyway, whatever.
I don't know.
I mean, and I think that, I mean, that might have even been Sherry's script. I'm not knocking the actual dialogue so much as just the whole idea. It seems like it's very much a plot-driven rather than character-driven or story-driven. I mean,
right.
I don't know. What do I know? But anyway, it's just an observation. But, so there's that. I'll leave my thoughts at that.
Yeah, yeah, I had forgotten all about that Lanny and the whole prostitute thing, but
yeah.
We'll see.
Anything else?
I can't think of
anything else.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, see what happens tomorrow with Emmy.
How
so if you have a chance to watch.
Yeah.
Oh, we're winning 5-2.
Okay, good.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah.
Well.
So there's 8 minutes left.
Oh, okay.
Gotta hold on.
Yeah, it'll be almost over. Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, everybody have a rest of a nice week or day tomorrow.
Nice
so
everybody.
Yeah.
And
okay.
See what happens on days next week. So.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.